USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not happy with the World Health Organization.
We shouldn't pretend that because some organization has health in its title, that it's actually capable of delivering the outcomes that we need.
The Secretary of State also discusses China's response and transparency in the early days of the virus.
The world hasn't gained access to the WIV, the Virology Institute there. We don't know precisely where this virus originated from.
The coronavirus pandemic is also impacting home sales. The National Association of Realtors reported on Wednesday that pending home sales dropped nearly 21% in March. That's the lowest level since 2011. And Boeing is planning to slash production and staff by 10% after massive first quarter losses due to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Chalk up another win for Joe Biden. The former vice president won the Ohio primary yesterday after it was delayed for more than a month due to the coronavirus pandemic. The election was conducted entirely by mail with no in-person voting except in very special cases. A fuel truck has exploded in a market in Syria. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union.
More news is online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
States across the country are continuing to slowly and safely open up their economy. Take Mississippi, for example, where more than 60,000 people have been tested for the coronavirus. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves updates us on the situation down in Mississippi.
Well, we're making progress in Mississippi. Thanks to the president's leadership, we are beginning to reopen our economy. We didn't close down like many other states did, but we are very intelligently moving forward based upon data to reopen our economy. You know, we believe in our state that we understand that we have a public health crisis. We're going to have approximately 239 fatalities from this virus that is going to be announced later this morning. But in addition to that, we have 150,000 Mississippians that are out of work, that have lost their jobs over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So we have not only a public health crisis, but an economic crisis in our state as well. And we have got to get our economy moving again.
The heat is on for much of the western United States, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Parts of the western United States are going to see near record highs again today, a sweltering heat wave continuing. Forecasters predicting unseasonably warm weather from southern Oregon to west Texas. Temperatures are expected to be 15 to 25 degrees above normal for this time of year, challenging daily record highs.
The forecasted high in Phoenix is 100. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.